It's not every day that archaeologists can boast a discovery such as this one, the finding of a fully intact archaeological site dating back 4,500 years. That is exactly what happened in the pyramid fields of Abusir, Egypt, where Czech experts recently opened a tomb belonging to an Egyptian dignitary. Czech experts revealed the news just a few days ago, having first thoroughly documented the state of the chamber back in November. According to experts, such a find has not been seen in 50 years. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Czech Egyptologists have long enjoyed an impressive reputation for their work in Abusir, Egypt, but even they admit one doesn't make a find such as this one every day. The uncovering of an intact tomb going back 24 centuries BC. The head of the on-site team, Miroslav Barta, told journalists that the opening of the bricked-up chamber, found at the bottom of a 10-meter shaft, immediately brought to mind the experiences of fictional character Indiana Jones. But he added that a feeling of responsibility for the site's careful preservation immediately set in. Radio Prague spoke to the head of the Czech Institute of Egyptology, Ladislav Bareš, who confirmed the recent find was immense.
There are not so many finds of the same kind. The intact burials of the Old Kingdom of Egyptian history, that is the 3rd millennium BC, are very rare, and they give a very good insight into the feelings and the habits of the Egyptians of that time. Burial chamber was found completely intact, so in the same state of preservation as when it has been sealed for 1,500 years ago.
In the 4x2-meter chamber, experts found a sarcophagus with the skeletal remains of a priest who lived in the time of the Egyptian Old Kingdom. Named Neferinpu, he was a member of the Egyptian middle-upper class. Also uncovered in his death chamber were the remains of several relatives, as well as jewelry, ornaments, and burial artifacts which survived the ravages of time. I asked Ladislav Bareš what the Czech Egyptologists know about Neferinpu, the tomb's main inhabitant.
In the royal mortuary cults and had also some functions. He wasn't quite high a dignitary, but he was a member of the Egyptian elite of that time, definitely.
Using computers, Czech specialists now hope they'll be able to produce a complex 3D scan to reveal the secrets of the lost chamber and even to map how its inhabitants, especially Neferinpu, who was 50 when he died, appeared in life. That should be a project well worth looking forward to. Certainly, says Ladislav Bareš, there's little doubt the latest Czech research will help advance knowledge of life in ancient Egypt.
This will help us to reconstruct the way of thinking of Egyptians of that time and the way they buried their dead and the way they prepared themselves for the afterlife. That was always a very important part of the life of ancient Egyptians.
The head of the Czech Institute of Egyptology, Ladislav Bareš, ending that report by Jan Wellinger on the remarkable new find by Czech archaeologists in Egypt.